Well, really, from a Donegal point of view, it couldn't really be any better, Miles. It's been one of the best ever. Donegal returns from a national senior championship, which, of course, is the blue ribbon event in terms of athletic activity in the country each year. So if I went back to the start of the day at around about 12 o'clock, Tori Pina, she came in the pole vault, was defending her title. Miserable conditions at that particular time. But, you know, she came into the competition pretty much when everybody else was gone at 4 metres, went 4.15, went 4.25, and basically pulled the plug after that because of the conditions. And so she, at that point, was the national senior champion, having defended her title. Then, on the other side of the stadium, a very exciting story was emerging. Summer Leckie, who yesterday was adjudged the best female athlete in Ireland in schools athletics in the Talton Games, having broke the Talton Games record, 179 again, in miserable conditions for this young girl from Castledare, who competes out of Finn Valley. And she was just so in a different league here today again at the senior competition. At 16 years of age, Miles, she went over at 170, had no faults at any of the previous heights, and was a clear winner. So, and in fact, an interesting aside to it all, being from Castledare, she's the first ever girl from County Tyrone, or woman or female athlete from County Tyrone, to win a national senior title in athletics and history. So, I mean, that's certainly a series out of 16 years of age. And we know that she's exciting, but, you know, we just tag on all these things to her right now, and she takes them all in her stride. She's a great girl. So that was a big story. Then, right beside her at the high jump, we had John Kelly in the shot put. We expected that he'd be pushing to get second silver medal position behind Sean Branagh, who has a better of him at this point in his life, and that's the way it turned out. He threw a 15.25. He wouldn't be all that happy with his personal performance, but silver medal, national senior championships, at 20 years of age for him is quite a good enough progressive thing for him. And then just on the track, and on just within yards of that, Brenton Boyce was battling. A lot of the time he was battling for the silver medal in this 10K walk, but he was caught in the final laps and he finished third. And, you know, obviously, just to explain, it was a 10K walk. He's a 50K walker and, you know, he's off now for a month training abroad. So all the way to the Olympics. So a bronze medal for Brenton Boyce there, the race won by Alec Wright, who was defending his title. Then we came to an interesting situation, three Donegal athletes in the 400-metre women's final. And it came down to the wire again, and Kelly McGrory from Donegal Town, from Tyrconnell Athletic Clubs, got in there. She really ran a very aggressive race, just coming back from injury, and she had been out for a hamstring injury for quite a long time, handled it extremely well, and she got a reward today with a victory in the 400-metre hurdles with Arlene Crossan just on her shoulder. Arlene just left it too late to challenge for the gold position, but well done, Kelly McGrory from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, and she won the gold medal with another Donegal athlete, Arlene Crossan of Finn Valley, in second. So that was really good, a really good story. And then had we anything else? I'm just trying to get it all up together on my own head. But no, I think that was pretty much it at the moment. And oh yeah, no, jeepers!
What about the 800 meters?
I'm losing it. Absolutely, we had a great 800 meter race. You know, obviously Mark was in excellent form yesterday. Carol Griffin was in excellent form yesterday. Two Donegal guys going head-to-head in the 800 metres final. And you know, you're always wondering how Mark was going to come back, and indeed Cara Griffin, because both of them have been injured, how they were going to come back and really ignite their season, really. And, well, the answer was pretty well, because Mark got up on the line. Usual story, he ran a good smart race, and he defended his title. And I'd say he's going home down the road, or going home to his base in Dublin, pretty happy this evening. So very, very good performance from Mark English. So he's back in business. There doesn't seem to be any reaction to his injury. And the other boy, Carol Griffin, was just on the line. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference between second and third. But Declan Murray got second, Carol got third, and he goes to Cork on Tuesday night to race again. Carol does. And, you know, he'll take a ticket from there as well. So a great result for Donegal there, first and third. Both of them run for UCD, of course, but both of them, of course, one letter Kenny, the other Donegal Mount Travis. So, you know, very, 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 very positive result there. So,
any times there, Patsy?
No, I don't have any times, because I'll tell you, I'm kind of moving about here, and I'll do something about that later in my life when things calm down a bit. But that's, you know, it wasn't a fast race. By no means was it a fast race. So, I mean, times wouldn't be all that relevant, to be honest. Just it was all about tactics, and they were all together with 200 metres to go. And, you know, when they were all together with 200 metres to go, if you were a betting man, you'd put your money on Mark anyhow. But you were also watching to see how was he going to react, and had he that gear coming up the straight in terms of his fitness and all. And he did, and he did. And he knew what he was doing, and he seemed to be in control, and he ran on the outside. Whereas yesterday, he just hit the front and kept going, you know, and he played it cool. So, look, it's been a great day. It's been a really, really, really positive day for Donegal Athletics, and, you know, with all those medals and all those performances. And, you know, one of the things that's coming through, we've got a new generation of athletes coming through here now, because Kelly McGrory, she's stepping up for the first time. Arlene Crossan stepping up for the first time. John Kelly has been there before. He's young. And Summer Leckie at 16 years of age. What a weekend it's been for her. A really, really, really outstanding weekend for her. And, you know, it'll be interesting to watch her progress in the sport in the months and years ahead.